take us back a little bit on this project and leading up to this grand opening.
Yeah, so we had donated space for many years from Catscorn Cunningham Law Firm. And then we pursued many different buildings, although the building we ended up with, 543 Indiana Avenue, is the building I always wanted for the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library permanent home. And, you know, we had some fits and starts, but from March 1st to May 15th, we raised $1 million that unlocked $500,000 from the Lilly Endowment, and 1,400 people donated to make that happen.
It was an outpouring of support.
It was unbelievable, and we feel that this community, locally, nationally, internationally, really support the messages of Kurt Vonnegut and want to keep his legacy alive.
And what will we find here? Everything?
So we'll have all, you know, his personal artifacts. Well, many of the things that have been in storage for us in the History Center archives over these years. We also have a giant tiger that the Indianapolis Opera donated to us from their Happy Birthday, Wanda June Vonnegut Opera from a few years ago. We have a free speech exhibit that was designed in part by Big Car Arts Collective. We have a wonderful Slaughterhouse 5 exhibition on our third floor that's 5 years in the making that will include a walk-through tunnel of the firebombing of Dresden. And also on the grand opening day, we have an artist named Lance Michio coming in from Los Angeles. He created 50 pieces of art based on Slaughterhouse 5, and each piece has a paragraph from the book right next to the piece of art to describe what he painted.
Tell us a little more in detail what we will see when we walk in.
So when you walk in the front door of the Vonnegut Library, you'll see our free speech exhibit. There is a shrine to Kurt Vonnegut and free speech and his challenges with book banning. But also we highlight lots of other artists, authors, and other creators who have been challenged by, you know, those trying to censor their work. So that's a new exhibit for us. When you go up to the second floor, we have the Frank and Katrina Vasile Community Room featuring Vonnegut art. It also features our Happy Birthday Wanda June exhibit with our giant tiger. And then there's a Vonnegut's Indianapolis room with new artifacts on display, as well as some of our beloved, you know, carryover from our last place. Of course, Vonnegut's typewriter will be on display, and that's always a crowd favorite. Up on the third floor is where we have the Slaughterhouse 5 permanent exhibition featuring a walkthrough tunnel of the firebombing of Dresden, as well as veterans art and many other interesting things related to Vonnegut's war experience.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.